This is Stephen Flanders, NBC News, reporting. The first American in orbit. February 20th, 1962.
The firing button.
T-minus 10 seconds and counting. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
there
1,
the ignition of the burners.
0, ignition, liftoff.
Liftoff!
The MA-6 vehicle has lifted off. The MA-6 vehicle has lifted off. Trajectory looks good. The MA-6 vehicle is off the launch pad.
That is how it began, one of the great adventures of our time. Before it was over, Colonel John Glenn had orbited the Earth three times. His total time in space from launch to splashdown in the Atlantic was 4 hours and 56 minutes. During this flight, astronaut Glenn took over partial manual control of his Friendship 7 spacecraft for more than 3 hours, when trouble developed in the automatic control system. Glenn's takeoff, the potential dangers of his long flight in space, the decisions made during the flight. All this was held under the massive spotlight of minute-by-minute live radio and television coverage. America had put one of her sons, with his skills and that of his many colleagues, on the line for all the world to see. It is the way of a free people to act in this fashion. Let's return now to those early minutes and seconds that led to Colonel John Glenn's historic flight in space.
Liftoff. The clock is operating. We're underway.
Roger, reading you loud and clear.
Roger, we're programming it roll okay.
Altitude, a little better than 3,000 feet. Speed a little over 200 miles an hour.
A little bumpy along about here.
Roger.
Altitude, about 25,000 feet. Speed better than 700. He's approaching the speed of sound and maximum Q, the greatest strain the rocket
speed
can endure.
1 minute.
Altitude, 40,000 feet, speed over 1,200 miles an hour. Vibration here in the rocket is dampened out by those vernier engines, the little side fellows that wiggle and waggle.
We're smoothing out some now, getting out of the vibration area.
Roger, you're through max Q. Flight path is very good. Pitch 4-3.
Getting out real fine. Cabin pressure coming down 5-7. Okay, flight very smooth now.
Altitude now, 75,000 feet. Speed about 2,500. He's leaving the atmosphere and entering space. It looks clean. The
amps 2-5. Cabin pressure holding at 5-8.
Well, Roger, reading you loud and clear, 7. Cape is go. We're standing by for you.
Roger, Cape is go and I am go. Our capsule is in good shape.
Altitude 40 miles. Speed 5,000 miles an hour. The two booster engines are due to cut at any moment.
Roger, 0-G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Roger, turnaround has started.
Capsule turning around, and I could see the booster during turnaround just a couple of hundred yards behind me. It was beautiful.
Roger, 7, you have a go, at least 7 orbits.
Roger, understand go for at least 7 orbits.
He's on his space path now, his launch path toward orbit. The pitch angle is being adjusted now for that keyhole in the sky for orbit.
This is Mercury Control. All indications here are that we will be able to confirm orbit within a matter of a couple of minutes.